All right, good morning, 23 degrees, the Wib Wake Up Show, 14 before 6 o'clock. What was your highlight of the weekend? We'd love to know. Let us hear it in your own voice at 715-396-1670 here at WWIB. All right. I told you, for more than a week now, we've followed the Savannah Guthrie story. She's the co-anchor of the Today Show. She was supposed to anchor the opening ceremonies of the Olympics Friday night from Italy. But more than a week ago, her 84-year-old mom, Nancy, was kidnapped. And we've got more news here this morning, so I'm going with this in our opening segment of First Thoughts. Savannah Guthrie making an emotional public appeal as the search for her missing mom, Nancy, enters week two, as Nick Harper reports.
Flanked by her brother and sister, Savannah Guthrie reads out a short message.
We beg you now to return our mother to us so that we can celebrate with her, and we will pay.
The demand is reportedly for $6 million, paid in Bitcoin.
Yeah, that demand as of 5 o'clock today was reportedly made in a note sent to Tucson television station KGUN, K-G-U-N. The family's plea follows news that the FBI and Arizona authorities are examining a new message received on Friday that may be connected to the case. Meanwhile, Harper reports the search continued over the weekend.
Authorities again searched the home of Nancy's daughter, Annie. Police were seen leaving with evidence bags. And again Sunday, officials returned to Nancy's home, searching a nearby septic tank and using a pole to probe an open manhole.
And Nick Harper reports investigators hoping for a breakthrough in the case.
With Pima County Sheriff's Department confirming Sunday afternoon on social media that 8 days into the search, they have no suspects, persons of interest, or vehicles have been identified.
A $50,000 reward being offered for information leading to the safe return of 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie, who disappeared from her home near Tucson on February 1st. I don't know. The reason this struck me just even more, just kind of odd, is I told you a week ago, Sunday, 8 days ago, was at the Goodwill. Kind of fun to go there on the Sunday. They changed their discount tag to the half-price sale and bought a copy of Savannah Guthrie's book, Mostly What God Does Is Love You. And so... And I'd read parts about her mom, a big journaler, and her love for her mom. And her mom would give her, among other Christmas gifts, a certain journal every year. And so, I don't know, just feeling the heartache here for our sisters in the Lord, Savannah Guthrie, her siblings, her mom. So join me in praying for Nancy's return and that they can catch whoever has perpetrated this horrible crime. February 9th, this day in history, 1964, in the Wib Wake Up Show Time Machine we go as Beatlemania hit primetime in the United States.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
Yes, the Fab Four made their first live appearance of, on American TV on the Ed Sullivan Show on CBS.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you.
Also on this day in 1950, in Wheeling, West Virginia, Wisconsin Republican U.S. Senator Joe McCarthy alleged the State Department was filled with communists.
Treasurers are not gentlemen, my good friends. They don't understand being treated like gentlemen.
All right, this day in history. And finally, our morning devotion from Jason Kahn's Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus, because we need some. It's John 13:33 today. Little children, yet a little while I am with you, you will seek me. And just as I said to the Jews, so now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. Jesus continued preparing his disciples for the days ahead. He told them, in this I am glorified by my Father. In other words, what's happening is a big deal. In fact, the next few days would be the most important weekend of all time, writes Jason. Jesus would willingly go to his brutal torture, cruel death, and a descent into hell. What was his hell? Separation from the Father. Jesus knew he had to go alone, but he also knew the confusion that awaited his disciples. He used a term of endearment, calling them little children. He recognized childlike innocence in his disciples. He knew that they were going to be afraid and confused and that they would long for his comfort. If you've ever seen the image of a young boy trying to be brave as his daddy goes off to war, I think you have the right image. Jesus was saying to each of them, buddy, I have to go away. You cannot come, but I'll be back soon. Jesus knows that each of our deepest longings is to be with him. He knows that we get scared and lonely. He knows that humanity was separated from him, which is why he went to the cross, where his friends could not come along, so that he might make a way for us to be with him eternally. Our closing prayer, Jesus, well-meaning Christians often treat fear as a lack of faith, but you know us. You know that without you, we're afraid and confused, even when we try to act brave. Help us to bring our fears to you and feel your loving embrace. All right, and okay, here's brought a sausage dip. We experienced this with my sister a few years ago at Thanksgiving. It's so good. My wife has made it all these times, but I was going to a Super Bowl party. She was going to our regular Sunday night dinner, fellowship, prayer group. And so, but we both made it. So you get some turkey sausage, whatever kind of sausage you want to take care of, okay? You take care of that. You brown that. Get rid of the grease. And then you you put in like an 8-ounce packet of cream cheese, kind of maybe gradually, bit by bit. You get it into one of these warming pots, if you will, small crock pot, something. And then you take about a, you know, 10.5-ounce can of diced tomatoes and, you know, like little chilies or something in there. And you stir it all in, and then you use it. It's like a chip. It's very good. Sausage dip. There you go. Three ingredients. And thank you to Jeff, who gave it a compliment. The party was at his house. So there you go. The Wib Wake-Up Show.
Hey, Mark. This is Julie from my psych. My highlight of the weekend is my son goes to Calvary Baptist in Eau Claire, and they had a Super Bowl party. And my favorite part was the worship they did in the middle for halftime. Instead of watching the silly halftime show of the Super Bowl, we got to worship, and the band was phenomenal. It was so much fun. I loved watching my son up there, and it was really wonderful. I hope you have a great day. Thank you.
Good morning, Mike from Barron. For the weekend, we've had a lot of sickness going around our family for the last month about, and I am just thankful for a wood stove that we can all sit by and warm and for nice food, soup, and watch the reruns of The Chosen on TV. That was just a blessing to be able to do that, even though we were under the weather.
The Wib Wake Up Show on a Monday, welcoming your highlight. If you've got one, love to hear it. We've heard from some listeners generally in the Northland in the Rice Lake area, 715-396-1670. Caleb and I share our highlights. I'm going to go with going to a Super Bowl party with some folks from church. Thank you to the Dostals, Jeff and Michelle hosting. And Caleb, there's this wonderful sausage dip that my wife and I have enjoyed for a couple of years here. Learned it from my sister. But finally, yesterday, I made it because I always thought it must be too hard for me. But no, it was just some sausage, your turkey sausage, breakfast sausage, some cream cheese, the diced tomatoes and chilies. You put that together. It's delicious.
Nice. Fantastic. Highlight of the weekend. So I have to say it was actually before the Super Bowl, and I was really looking for the Super Bowl and the snacks, and game was but the snacks were on point. But before the Super Bowl, I got a Sunday afternoon nap, and it was kind of a long week last week, a busy week. And so I enjoyed just kind of, I was at my parents' house and getting in that Sunday afternoon nap. So honestly, the nap was a highlight. But waking up to hearing the wonderful sound of my sisters talking and their laughter. And so I watched some Olympic figure skating with my sisters. And now I'm kind of a sports guy. My brother Josh, we're sports guys. My sisters know a lot about figure skating.
Huh.
And so watching a sport with them that they knew, you know, the players, so to
speak,
and the contestants, and then just kind of their running commentary and their laughter. I just really enjoyed watching figure skating with my sisters.
I could see that.
So, go USA. Ilya, they call him the quad god because he's incredible at these quadruple spins. Mm. And anyway, so I really enjoyed that. That was a highlight of my weekend, watching figure skating with my sisters. Going into the weekend, I wouldn't have said, hey, that's going to be what I'm going to take out of it, but enjoyed it very much.
I understand.
Yes, you heard it. Congratulations to Beth Dietz from Eau Claire, who just won two tickets to our sold-out showing, an exclusive Valentine's Day premiere event of I Can Only Imagine 2. It's at Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls.
Well, the Winter Olympics underway, opening ceremony Friday, and activity even started before that, Caleb, in Italy. And so now we've got some comparison between the Summer and the Winter Olympics.
Yes, so let's compare. Summer Games versus Winter Games. Summer Olympics,
Who can run the fastest? Who can swim the fastest? Who can do the best somersault?
Winter Olympics. Who can make it to the bottom of this ice slide of death and survive? Who can get around the rink without getting their hands sliced off by everyone else's feet?
Oh, dear. Summer versus Winter Olympics. Summer Olympics triathlon. Don't run too fast. You have to save your energy for a swim and a bike ride.
Winter Olympics biathlon. I see you've been skiing for 5 miles. Now here's your gun.
Summer Olympics. We've got 47 different ways to throw things. Javelin, shot put, discus, hammer.
Winter Olympics. We've got skiing and skiing with guns and skiing with jumping off cliffs.
Summer versus Winter Olympics comparison here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Summer Olympics boxing. Punch each other in the head for 3 rounds while wearing protective gear and following strict rules for safety.
Winter Olympics hockey. Punch each other in the face for 60 minutes on razor-sharp blades while refs pretend not to notice.
Indeed. Summer Olympics equestrian. We taught horses to prance around like they're at a debutante ball.
Winter Olympics curling. We taught humans that screaming at a rock while frantically sweeping ice is a legitimate athletic endeavor.
I like curling. And finally, Summer Olympics gymnastics. Stick the landing or lose a tenth of a point.
Winter Olympics ski jumping. Stick the landing or lose consciousness.
That is a crazy sport, ski jumping. I would never have the guts to do that.
It's beautiful, though.
It's just, again, Olympians, any sport, so much respect for you. Uh-huh. I could never do what you do, and that's why I love watching the Olympics and saying incredible feats of human daring do, right?
Well, how much cheese do you eat?
Enough.
Yeah. Well, we've got a guy in the UK who eats a lot of it.
A lot more than I do. And I enjoy it and I consume it, but not to the extent of Mark King, a 54-year-old in Kent, England.
Yes, and he's got a passion for specifically cheddar cheese that's led him to spend over $82,000 on it over the years.
I wonder what the rate is over there across the pond, because you would think he could get a lot more affordably here. Mark King says he consumes at least 2 blocks of cheese every day and has been known to eat up to 4 if his wife Tracy allows it.
Mark, that's enough cheese. Tracy says Mark's cheese consumption has drawn attention, especially after a TikTok video of him got millions of views.
Many viewers expressed concerns about his health, but following a medical checkup, the doctor confirmed that Mark's long-term cheese diet has led him to acclimate to it.
There you go. He spends about $10 daily on cheese.
And this is, again, not weekly, every single day. Anything? Oh, it's not a lot, but 10 bucks every single day on cheese, that adds up over the course of the year.
He loves it. WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show on a Monday, and 4 things you didn't know yesterday, Caleb.
Indeed. For instance, skin makes up 10 to 16% of your body weight.
There you go. Wow, I didn't know that. There are also about 16 million thunderstorms around the world each year.
Another thing we didn't know. 4 things you didn't know yesterday. Number 3, worldwide, there are 560,000 tons of chewing gum sold every year.
And finally, did you know that in a game of basketball, players cover about 4.5 miles? Now, that would depend on how many minutes of playing, I guess.
Still, get your steps in.
Yeah, I guess.
There you go.